Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Om Rav Oishio, Kotmo V'Huvaro. If you were koitim, if you took ashes and you covered the coals, you metzanin it. You metzanin the gecholim, and then Huvaro on its own, it reignited again. So Mashno leChamin Shuchmu Kol Tzarkon. You'd all leave on there Shia of Chamin that were totally cooked already. The Tavshel Shabisha Kol Tzarkon and a dish that was totally cooked already. So the Gemara continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Shmami No. From here we can deduce that mitztamik v'yofeloi is muta. That if something, a dish, is mitztamik, it shrivels. It's mitztamik, it shrivels v'yofeloi, and it tastes better. Certain food items, the more it's left on the fire, the more it shrivels, and the tastier it gets. Like an overnight kugel, the more it's mitztamik, the tastier it gets. Or an oyster steak, the more it shrivels, the tastier it gets. So shmami no, that mevushel kol tzorkoi and chamin shabishel kol tzorkoi is you're allowed to leave on a kira that was kotma v'huvaro. Because you did a maisek tima, you mitzad yourself, you were koitim, you covered the ashes. So even though it's mitztamak v'yofaloi and it got reignited on its own, it's mitztamak v'yofaloi is muta. Now Tosis points out and he says that Rashi says, the yav tafshel mitztamak v'raloi, if this tafshel is getting worse, then my osel hashminon, then of course it's muta. So it must be that the chiddush is that even though it's mitztamak v'yofaloi, it's muta. Now the Rambam points out and he says that even on the Cholkim of Chananya that say that Michael ben Dusoi, you're not allowed to leave on a kira that's not gor v'kotum. Over here, for all practical purposes, it's not goruf and gansen because the mice, it's chosmo v'huvaro, even though it's on its own, but it's not goruf. So over here it's better, because over here it's mevushel called tzorkoi, even though mitztamak v'yofaloi, is better than maicha ben dusoi, that's not gor v'kotum. So the Ramban is saying that even the cholkim on Chananya, that argue on maicha ben dusoi, that you cannot leave it if it's not gor v'kotum, but by mevushel called tzorkoi, is better than maicha ben dusoi. And mevushel called tzorkoi, even if it's mitztamak v'yofaloi, it's better than Maicha ben Dusoi, that's not Gor v'Kotum. But over here, by Mevushel Kol Tzorkoi, even though it's Mitztamak v'Yofaloi, since it's Kotmo, even though it's Chozo v'Huvaro, there's no chash that you will be Mechata. Zog the Gemara, what's the Raya? Shiny Hocha de Kotmo. Maybe regular case, when it's Mitztamak v'Yofaloi, there is a chash em Yechata. Because even though it's already cooked, but the tastier it gets, the more it's cooked, the tastier it gets. So you might want to be hasten that process and be memari and be mechata. So maybe stamazoy ba mitzamak v'yofaloi, there is a chashem yechata. The reason over here is no chashem yechata is because over here it's kotma. Over here, you did a mice of ketima mitchila. You clearly showed that you're removing yourself from the mindset of being mechata, of stoking the fire. Varaya, you were koitim the cholim. So shani ocha de kotma, zogt Rashi, the goli daited lo nichalei b'tzimukei. You were megaladas clearly that you're not nichalei, that the fire should be lit. Now, so Rashi's learning, the vart is that you're being megaladas. And this giladas alone is enough to show that you're not going to be mechata. So this would be very good according to the Rishonim that learn that ktima needs a giladas. The vart in ktima is that you're being megaladas, that you don't want to be mechata. And that's why Gor v'Kotum helps. But according to the other shittas that learn that the reason of ketima, the reason why it helps on Akira, is because ketima is a hecker. It's a hecker. It's a clear, defined hecker that you won't be mechata. This hecker is clearly defining that you won't be mechata. That's a reminder. So over here, if it's chozra v'huvara, so then you don't have the hecker. Bishleim devartes gilui das. I was megaladas. I was kotma. The fact that it was chozer v'huvaro, it ignited on its own, I still was megaladas. And that's a chiddush in kotma, why it works. There's no chash shemichata. But if the vart in kotma is that there's a hecker, so if you hear it's chozer v'huvaro, so you don't have the hecker. In addition, legabe didin chazora, if chazora is usher because it's michzik mevashel, so then even though there's no chash achitui, but lemaisa it's michzik mevashel. The fact that lemaisa it's chozer v'huvaro, so why is that not michzik mevashel? So Rav Moshe and Tshuvas, the shoyl asked him this question: why is it not michzik mevashel? How did it help for chazara? So Rav Moshe and Chelik Dalent, he writes over there that since lemaisa there are still some of the ketima is still left, even though it's chozer nislapta, but the part of the kotma is still remaining. So Mamela, that's enough of a hecker that it's not michzik mevashel. So even though it's chazav and islapto, even though it's chazav and huvera, but lemaisa, some of the ketima is still remaining, so melech not nichzik mevashel, and it would help for chazara too. But lemaisa, Ramosha says, if let's say the efer is totally removed, it's totally nislapto, and there's no remnant of the ketima left, or likewise he says, if the blech totally falls off, so then you're not allowed to be machzir. If the blech is partially on, that's like chazav and islapto, as long as this nicker still the ketima. So the blech is partially on. That's a hecker of the ketima. But if it's totally off, then taka would be an isa chazara. So again, the Gemara wants to bring a raish. Mami no mitztamik v'yofelo is mutter. So Gemara says no raya from here. Shani hocha de kotmo. Since you did a maizek ketima, so that's why it's mutter and noch shashem yichata. But a regular mitztamik v'yofelo, maybe there's a shash of chitui. Ihochi, if it's regular kotmo, maile memo, what's the chiddush? So Gemara huver itzchle. Even though it reignited on its own, you might think, since it reignited, it reverts back to its original state as if there was no Maisa Ketima done, and the Mela would be also. No, the original Maisa Ketima still remains. Like we said, Rashi says, he was Megala Daitoi, that lo nichale. So even though it's Chazav Huvera, the main thing is that it was Maisa Ketima done on his part, and that's why it's Mutter, but there's no right that a regular Mitztamak V'yofala is Mutter. Rav Shlomi Zalman, Oyabach, in Shmir Shabbos Gilchoso, in Ha'ori Reish Yud Zayin, he says, a gewaldig diak, halacha lemaisa. The Gemara says that it was kotma, b'chozra v'huvara. It reignited on its own. Maritema, you might think, the huvara, it's hodl l'milz kamaisa, and the ketima is off. Kamashlon, no, you did a maisa ketima. So he's medayik dafka because it was huvra me'elel. Dafka because it reignited on its own, so your maisa ketima remains. But if you do a maisa huvra b'yodayim, then avada, your maisa ketima is over. It's passe. You behead, you went, you mavir, that shows that you're knocking off your maisa ketima. It's only because it's huvra me'elel, so your maisa ketima still is in place. Zoklep Shem Zalman, the big nafkamina would be, a blech is considered a maisek tima. So if you put on your blech, which is a maisek tima, and then you hire the flame from below the blech, so you're doing a maisa huvara. So then you'd be mevata the maisek tima. So you have to be very careful when you want to make the fire higher, do that before you put on the blech. But if you change and adjust the fire higher after you put on the blech, it's like kotma v'hivar b'yadayim. And hivar b'yadayim is mevata the maisek tima. So you lose out the whole mile of the blech. The same as the Brice on Amad Aleph, Lamed Zayin. The Gemara said before that Kotma v'nislapto. If it's nislapto me'eleo, then soimchinu mekaimin v'noitinu machzirin. So that's only because nislapto me'eleo. But if you do a maisa b'yodayim, then avara will be also. Then you taka don't have the maisa k'tima. So me'eleo, you have to be careful not to adjust the fire after, Erev Shabbos we're talking about, not to hire the fire after you put on the blech. That will be considered Kotma v'huvara b'yodayim, where there is no maisa k'tima anymore. Zogt die Gemara similarly, Omer Rabba Babachan, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kotma v'huvera mashin lecha min shuch makol tzorkon. If you did a maizek tima and then it was huvera meir leho, yilal li bishoy yecha min shuch makol tzorkon v'tafish abish kol tzorkoy. V'afilu kholim shel roitim, and even coals that are very, very hot shel roitim, get very hot. Shemamino with same raya, mitztamak v'yofaloi muta, even though something's mitztamak v'yofaloi, it's muta. So the Gemara, no, shiny ocha de kotma. There's no raya. Over here it's mitzamek v'yofaloi, but you did a maizek tima. So that's why it's mutter and noch shashem mechata. But a regular mitzamek v'yofaloi maybe is also. Because you might want it to be mechata. You might want to be mechata because it tastes better the more it gets cooked. Yochi maile memo, what's the chiddush? If you did a maizek tima, so Gemara, huvera itzchele, the same chiddush. Since it reignited on its own, you might think you lose the maizek tima. We already said this chiddush before. There's an additional chiddush. Even though it's gechalim shel roitim, which are very hot, and even though it's huvera me'aleo, yidin a maisek tima, and there's no chashash shemichata, even though it's mitztamak v'yofaloi. If you have a kira that was ignited with gefes and eitzim, so mashin lo echamin, you'll have to be mashin chamin, which is Chananya's din, shalo huchma kol tzorkon, v'tav shalo bisha kol tzorkoi, that's Chananya's din, that maicha ben dusoi, even if it's not gor v'kotum, it's mutter. Tosis right away points out, posak rach, da loch, rav sheshes, rab yechlon, de rove do me tavayu, chan tavayu, taninu, svir le kavose, v'chem posak rashi, de stama sisne perak kamik Chananya. So this din of mashin lo leo, even if it's not mavush kol tzorkoi, is mutter, even if it's not gor v'kotum, it's like Chananya. Zatoises umuta lishois afila beina gufa. That's the gabi lishois. Lishois elad be shoy even ain't a garva katum if it's machaben du soy. Avalahachzir. But when it comes to returning, vadai os elim can go vakotum for chazor you need garva katum. Vafila bishkol tsarkoi even it's mavushkol tsarkoi. So lemaisa toises and Rashi they both paskin stamas nisin like Chananya, and if it's not mavusha called tzorko, if it's maicha ben dusoi, it's mutal lishois before Shabbos, even not gor v'kotum. However, the Rif and the Rambam passing like the Rabbonon, the Rosh is maker like Chananya, and he says, an interesting Loshon, he says that Klal Yisrael is adukin in mitzvahs oinik Shabbos, so mele, they're not going to listen to us if we're machmir, so mele, you have to be maker like Chananya, and ain't a gor v'kotum is mutal lishois. So that's the Shitas Machlokes Rif and the Rambam, and the Rosh. The Balamar is a third Shita. He says that it's only mutter by mitstamek v'raloi, meaning either mitstamek v'raloi or mitstamek v'yofaloi b'mavusha kol tzorkoi. But ein chlami machal ben dusoi, he's machmir, not like Chananya. So it's a third, it's a medium shita. He's saying on the one hand, mitstamek v'raloi tztaka mutter without gor v'kotum, or mavusha kol tzorkoi by mitstamek v'yofaloi. But machal ben dusoi, he doesn't allow if it's not gor v'kotum, not like Chananya. So the Shulchan Aruch Lamais in the first day of Paskins, like the Rif and the Rambam, like Rabbonon, not like Chananya. The second Yesh Oimim, the Shulchan Aruch, like Chananya, that if it's Maicha ben Dusoi, or if it's Mitztamek v'yofala ben Isbash called Tzorkoi, it's Mutter. And the Ramotaka says, we're Mekel like Chananya. And that's how we fear the Chaloch Lamais, a person should be Machmer, of course, and that's how we have a Blech before Shabbos. But Me'ikir Adin, a person can be maker like Chananya by Shia to leave on before Shabbos when it's Maicha ben Dusoi, if it's halfway cooked or even a shlish cooked, even without Gor v'Kotum. So Klal Yisrael's machmir, obviously like Drabonon, but if you walk into someone's home and you see before Shabbos he's masha on the fire by mevushel, by something that is already partially cooked, so me'ikir adin, the halacha is like Chananya, the Ramos says you can be mekel, doesn't mean he's a mechal Shabbos. Now, the Kivega is Medayik and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Prima Godim also, that in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch says, if in this bashel called tzorkoi, is mashma, that Maicha ben Dusoi is also if it's mitstamek v'yofaloi, like the Balamor. And at the end, the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't need gor v'kotum, only if it's before Maicha ben Dusoi. Is mashma, once in Maicha ben Dusoi, it's mutter, even if it's mitstamek v'yofaloi, like Shitas Rashi. So Lemaisa, it seems a shtickle like the Balamor and like Chananya somewhere in between. Al Kaponim, the Ramo is Mekel Meikar Adin like Chananya. So again, Zoktis Gemara Om Rav Sheis Om Rav Yechonah Kirish Eskuv Begefes of Eitzim Mashin Lechamish Luchim Kol Tzorkon even not Gor V'Kotum V'Tav Shalabish Kol Tzorkoy. Okar, once you removed it, lo yachzir. Bavari, you can't be chazor until it's gor v'kotum. Achiko v'yachit and efer. Kosova masisin lahachzir tanan. It's clearly that the mishnah is lahachzir, that meaning lishois is muta, even not gor v'kotum like Chananya. Aval lishois machin apishen gor v'kotum. This is the din of Chananya. Omarove tavayu tanino. Both of these dinim, we already know that number one, we pass like Chananya, that lishois is muta, even not gor v'kotum. If it's even it's as long as it hit Maicha ben Dusoi, and that Chazor is also until it's Gor v'Kotum. Zok Dimoga, where's the Tavaya Tanino? Lishois Tanino, it says, Ein Noisin is a pas betechatanu im chashecho, v'loi charo agabe gecholim, ela kdei shikim uponeho. Yikim uponeho means Maicha ben Dusoi, it's only partially baked. Hakorm uponeho, but if it was partially baked, it was korm uponeho, then shori. So we see clearly, once it's korm uponeho, it's shori lahashois, even if it's not Gor v'Kotum. So Tanino, the din of Chananya. Lahachzir name Tanino, the din of Lahachzir that you need Gor v'Kotum, we also know. Beis Hillel Oimrim, Af Machzirin, it says clearly Beis Hillel says, Lala B'Machzir. Va'atkan ha'kshore Beis Hillel ela b'guf v'ktuma. When is Beis Hillel allow Chazora? Only by Gor v'Kotum. Alo b'shein ha'guf v'ktuma loi. But if it's not Gor v'Kotum, you cannot be Machzir. So Ibazoi, what's Rav Sheshes on Rabbi Yechonin coming to tell us that Kirish Shesikua Begefes Mashin and Orka lo Yachzir? What's a Chiddush? Rav Sheish is named the Yuka de Masnisin Komashmalon. Rav Sheish is coming to tell us the Yuka de Masnisin. So as the Machlokes is showing him, what does that mean, the Yuka de Masnisin? So Rashi learns the Chiddush is that it doesn't say Behedya Hakor Mupaneo Shori. It just says that it has to be Achiikum Mupaneo. It doesn't say Hakor Mupaneo, which means Maicha Ben Dusoi, then it's Shori. So it's coming to tell us that the Yuka de Masnisin. Toysa says that Ve'ein Nira, that Diuk Poshadu, that's a Poshadu Diuk. You need to tell me that. It states, "Achi yikum upanel." As memela, you know that kum upanel is mutter. Zok Tosfos, diyuk the masisin lila farish, the diyuk the masisin, the kiros lashminon, the lahachzit nan v'chsuim mechso, meaning that loyelam it's the mishes like Hananya, lahachzit nan v'chsuim mechso, and lishos is mutter afish and the garven kotum. The diyuk the masisin, the original mishnah in the beginning of kira, that the mishes like Hananya and lishos is mutter afila and the garven kotum. That's the chiddush of sheishes, diyuk the masisin. Zok the gemara om Rav Shmuel bana Yehuda om Rav Yochanan kira shesiku begefes of eitzim. If you were masik begefes of eitzim, then mashin ole tafshas shabish called tzorkoi. You'll have to be mashin tafshas shabish called tzorkoi. The chamish hukma called tzorkon, if it's totally cooked, va'afilu mitztamak v'yofaloi, even if it's mitztamak v'yofaloi. So the Rishonim asked the Rashba that l'choyer this is like neither Chananya nor like the Rabbonon, because according to Chananya, that you don't need mevusha called tzorkoi. And you don't need gar v'kotum, you don't need mevusha called tzorkoi. Even if it's Machel ben Desoy, the Gabi din Mashin. And if it's Mitzamek v'yofaloi, then according to Rabbonim, l'chore will be also. Even by Mitzamek v'galoi, the Machlokes were Meir Reb Yehuda, the Gemara before. But al kaponim, who is this like? Zog the Gemara, so he gives a different terutzim to Rishonim, they give different terutzim to explain who this is specifically like. Zog the Gemara, Om aleihum Rabbonim l'Rab Shmuel by Yehuda, Horav v'Shmuel da'ami tavai Mitzamek v'yofaloi osur. How are you telling me that? You're telling me now a memra. Rav Shmuel by Yehudom Rabbi Yechanan says that Kirish has kuah begefes, that if it's mitzamek v'yofaloi, it's mutter. Zog di gemara, omelehum the rabbonon Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, how could you say that it's mutter mitzamek v'yofaloi, horav Shmuel dami tavai mitzamek v'yofaloi is osur? Omelei, otu leis ano yoda, the omel Rav Yosef, omel Rav Yehudom, Shmuel, mitzamek v'yofaloi osur? You think I don't know that Shmuel said that mitzamek v'yofaloi is also? Ki kamin loch, le Rabbi Yochanan kamin loch. I'm saying it's according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, mitzamek v'yofaloi is muta. Omer le Rav Ukum v'meishin le Rav Ashi, atun de mekavis le Rav Shmuel, you live nearby Rav and Shmuel, avi de Rav Shmuel, you have to pass on Rav and Shmuel, then mitzamek v'yofaloi is also. Ano navit Rabbi Yochanan, I live near Rabbi Yochanan, so I can pass on mitzamek v'yofaloi is muta. Omer le Abai le Rav Yosef, mahu lishois. Zog Rashi b'sheine gufa. Meaning, what's the din legabi Chananya? Mahu lishois b'sheine gufa. Omalei, ho Rav Yehuda mashalei v'ochel. Rav Yehuda was mashe and he ate. Omalei, ba'aminei Rav Yehuda. Don't bring me a ride from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was a choyle mesukun. The chevin of mesukun, afilu b'shabbos na mishogi le'mevad le'o. He's allowed to cook even on Shabbos. He's a choyle sheish b'sakona. And my question is, what's the din legabi leave a loch mai? What's the din legabi us? Are we allowed to be shoya by ain't a grufa like Chananya or not? Omalei told him besura mashu in sura de mashu by ain't a gova kotum like Chananya. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mori de uvda have umashu leva ochil. Om Rav Ashi kamina kamed Rav Huna v'shoyin like kisa de house and all. And we had little fish that were cooked in oil and in flour and we're mashu that on the fire even if it's not gova kotum. Zog di gemara, v'ochel, we ate it. V'lo yadana, and it wasn't sure, im shum l'ksovim mitzamek v'yofel emuta. Is it because, not because it's mevushal partially kamachem and nisoy, but rather it's mitzamek v'yofeloi, and it's muta. Im shum l'chevin diz me'mecha, or maybe because it's mecha, it has flour in there, so mitzamek v'galoi. Flour gets burned, it gets charcoaled, so it's mitzamek v'galoi, so mele, that's why it's muta to be lishois. Omer Rav Nachman, mitzamek v'yofeloi is osur. Mitzamek v'galoi is muta. If it's mitzamek v'yofaloi, there is a chashem yichata. And mitzamek v'galoi is muta. Klola de milsa. Koldi is b'meicha. Whenever it has flour, mitzamek v'galoi, that's called galoi. Levar mitavshel de lifto. Except for the tavshel of lifto, which type of vegetable. The avagav is b'meicha, even though it has flour, mitzamek v'yofaloi, it's considered mitzamek v'yofaloi, and it tastes better. Zog d'gmoga. V'hani mili dis be'bisra. That's only if it also has meat in addition to it. Then it's mitzamek v'yofaloi. Have a less be'bisra. If it doesn't have meat, mitzamek v'galoi, it's called galoi. V'chi is be'bisra nami. And even if it has meat, lo yamon ad lo kavilei lo orchin. Kaboy lo orchin. Only if you don't need it for guests. But if you need it for guests, then it's automatically mitzamek v'galoi. Because for guests, you want to serve them nice portions. And the more it gets shriveled, the smaller it gets, the less you have to serve. So you have left food to serve to the guests. So that's automatically mitzamek v'galoi. The loy kaboy le orchin. Ava kaboy le orchin, it's mitzamek v'galoi. It's always mitzamek v'galoi. Zog d'gmoga, lifto daisa v'tamri. Lifto is a food that's made from te'enim. Daisa is made from kemach. And tamri is a michael tamorim, is mitzamek v'raloi, is called mitzamek v'raloi.
Now Tosa says the sugi of the Gemara is kasha of ma'u lishois. So Rashi says it was talking about stam be'ena gruf v'ketuma. The question of Chananya, ain't a gar of a kotum, ain't allowed to be shoya, come back and do soy. Tosa says, the bottom Tosa says, ma'u lishois be'ena grufa, v'loi bishakot tzarkoi, like Chananya, oi be mitztamak v'yofloi. Or the question is, likewise, mitztamak v'yofloi, allowed to be shoya or not, is mitztamak v'yofloi muter or osa. So la halacha, according to the Chachomim, that arguing Chananya, so shia on a tafshel is muter only when it's mitztamak v'raloi. According to Chananya, so if it's Michael ben Dusoi, then it's muta to be shoya, even if it's mitzamek v'yofaloi. Because anytime it's kamacha ben Dusoi, it's mitzamek v'yofaloi. That's good for what mecha ben Dusoi means. It still needs to be cooked. Chananya is mater Michael ben Dusoi. The cholkem of Chananya say that it's only muta lishois if it's mitzamek v'raloi. Now, legabi chazora, there's a machlokes v'shoinim. The Ramban holds that chazora is also even by mitzamek v'raloi. Others hold that no. Other Rishonim hold that the het of mitzamek v'raloi would help according to Chananya even legabi chazor. Ma'aseh legabi chazor we're machmir, and even mitzamek v'raloi we're not machzir unless it has all the tnoim of chazorah that we'll see soon later in the sugi of chazorah. And legabe the din of lishois, so we're makel at the end of the day like Chananya. The Bi'alocha says. Obviously, if it could be machmir, it could be machmir. But me'ikra din, like the Gemara says, morad uvda zogdrashi medakti b'maisof. And the Chazanish says that you could be soymich on Chananya even for the machmirim. We see he was medakti b'maisof. Like the Gemara says, the Rav Nachem by Yitzchok morad uvda hava. He was morad uvda zogdrashi medakti b'maisof. U'mashe leva ochil. So he was medakti b'maisof. And yet he was mashav ochil. He was soymich hachananya. So meikar din we paskan leramotaka says we make it like Chananya. But obviously there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, and we machmir like the Rabbonon, and that's what we put on a blech even for Shia before Shabbos. Obviously for Chazora, but even for the Shia part we put on a blech. We'll stop over here. The Banim of Lamed Zayin Omid Beis, the Banim of the Omid.